Yeah, so we're outside the office of Nathan Lambert, who has succeeded in getting into Victorian Parliament, representing the people of Preston. But he was given a bit of a scare, wasn't he, Gatane?
Yeah, look, the result was really, really close, and it took nearly 2 weeks to finally determine the outcome of it. A lot of scrutineering that took place after the ballots were in. And basically the community came out and said that we're not happy with what's taking place in terms of the level of representation that they get within Preston and Reservoir. And that was the result that Labor got, where their primary vote went down nearly 15%. That's quite substantial.
No, it's huge.
I don't think that was evidenced anywhere else in the state.
No.
And so it was a huge drop in their vote. It went far beyond the actual drop across the whole state. So it's a big signal to Labor, particularly where they take seats for granted, and where they take the community for granted, and where they're not listening to the community. And this is the response of the community. If you don't listen to what our concerns are, what our issues are, well, we're going to penalise you when we can, particularly at election time.
Well, there was a swing towards the Greens, but there was also a swing towards you as an independent.
Now, let's get it right. The Greens here in Preston and Reservoir, their vote only went up by 0.07%. It's basically what they got last time. So a lot of people thought that the Greens got the big swing. They did not get a big swing here, because also the Greens in the past, in relation to Preston Market, particularly the Darabin Greens, they were quite against the issue of the market staying where it is. They were happy to vote in the chamber, and they did this many times in the council, where they voted basically saying that it was not important whether the market stayed where it was or the market was moved. It was only later on in the council able to shift the position of the council, notwithstanding that the Greens still voted against the position of keeping the market where it is. This is the Darabin Greens.
Well, the election is finished, but the issue hasn't finished.
Of course not. Look, the issue will be going on. At the moment, what's happened is that a special standing committee was established by the minister. And the committee met for 5 or 6 weeks. All these high-powered QCs were there. And the developer had their QC, the VPA had their QC, the council had a QC, and the community members, the Save the Preston Market Action Group, they also presented their case. After 5 or 6 weeks of hearings, the chairperson of the standing committee said that they will come out with their recommendation. This was supposed to happen at the end of December, and we haven't heard since. So part of the protest here, I believe, from the Save the Preston Market Group is to say, Minister, you have a copy of the report. It was a public hearing, and that report needs to be made public. Why are you holding on to that report? And why is only you privileged, and maybe some of your parliamentary colleagues, privileged enough to see that report and not the community to see that report? And furthermore, what I believe that the Save the Preston Market Action Group are saying is that irrespective of what the report says, whether the report recommends the market to be knocked down or whether the report says the market needs to stay, that you, Minister, make the final decision. You, Minister, have the power under the as a planning minister, and you have the discretion to say to the developers, yes, you can develop. These are the rules under which you can develop the that market site. And part of those rules will be that the market stays where it is. The minister has the power to do that. They're going to try and skirt that and invent some other reasons why they're going to come up with their joke. But we'll wait and see. But we're saying to the minister, release the report and then tell us, minister, what your decision is going to be. Because you have the power to stop all this nonsense and say to the developers, here are the planning guidelines for that site, and part of those planning guidelines will be that the market stays where it is.
Can you tell my listeners why it's so important that the Preston Market be retained?
Well, the Preston Market has been there for over 50 years. The Preston Market is an iconic site for the for the northern region. North of Victoria Market, there's no other market like Preston Market.
It supplies fresh food.
Exactly, it supplies fresh food, and it also is a market which is quite unique. There's a multicultural history associated with the market, with the waves of migration that have gone through the market. It's a living, thriving market. It's the community love it. It's an expression of what Preston, what the northern suburbs is, and that it provides actually fresh food and cheap, reliable source of fresh food that you would not find in supermarkets or other stores. Why I say that? Because when you go to Preston Market, I've got a grandson. When I take my grandson to the Preston Market, the baker gives him a free little roll. The fruiterer gives him a little apple. If I go to a supermarket, who's going to give my grandson a little roll? Who's going to give my grandson a little apple? That does not happen. So the relationships that are established between the community and the traders, it's an invaluable thing. And that's why we want to preserve the Preston Market.
There is a community plan for how, you know, the developer can get a little bit of what they want and the community gets what they want, isn't there?
So what do you mean by that?
Well, there is a plan that would retain the market.
Okay, there are different positions. Like the developer has the position that they would like to see the market gone. The VPA, the Victorian Planning Authority, they also, in their plans, are saying that 80% of the market could be demolished. Instead, the council has put forward a position where the market can stay and have some sensitive development around the market and actually tick off on all the things that the VPA wants, like the number of apartments and all those things. And the community has a much more visionary approach to sort of say the market needs to stay, and like Victoria Market and the other markets in Melbourne, the Preston Market needs to be compulsorily acquired and put in public hands. That's the direction that we should be going into, because that will safeguard the market into the future. That's why we still have Victoria Market and we still have many of the other public markets, because they were in public hands. Unfortunately, in the situation that we have here, the conundrum that we have is that we have a market which is on private land, owned by private capital, but the market has taken on a public personality, a public character. And that's the conundrum. You have a market that is publicly loved. When people go to Preston Market, they don't feel that they're walking onto private property. It's not like you go to a shopping centre or a supermarket, you know you're on private property. Preston Market has taken on this persona of being a public space. Given that, the state government, there are provisions under the state government law to compulsorily acquire assets for the community benefit. And I think here there's a really strong argument to do that. It's the same way when the state government says that we have to widen a road or build a bridge, they can publicly acquire a land because of the public good.
G'day, I'm from 3CR. Do you want to tell me why it's so important?
Why is this so important? The market. Oh, well, the market. I mean, the market's just incredibly important for everybody in the community, really, because it's this centre of the community. It's this sort of place where everyone goes to hang out. You don't have to go there and, like, spend a lot of money or, like, a mall or something like that. It's a beautiful sort of community space. And people get there, you know, they're really affordable, cheap fruit and vegetables there and stuff. And it's also like a living symbol of the multicultural and working class sort of background of this area. And you can go there and, you know, no matter who you are or where you're from, you're just going to be amongst people. You're not going to feel like an outsider at Preston Market.
So have you heard from Nathan Lambert?
Yes, we have heard from Nathan Lambert. What we heard from him is that he accused us of being aggressive to his staff at this very protest that we are at today, but he did that 3 days ago.
Wow.
Yes. So he
had a prescient.
Yes, he has a very bad reaction to it. He wasn't interested in the actual spirit of what we're doing and why we're doing it. He's only really interested in trying to, like, minimise the political impact that it has on him, it appears. He also accused us of being an anonymous group, like we're some sort of cabal of powerful people, where you know, various parents and community members, as you can see here, a lot of us have our kids here, and We've put our names and faces all over the place. We've met with him personally as well. So his response has been very disappointing, to say the least.
So just a political gambit he's playing.
Yeah, it's a political game, but I don't even understand it, because he's not even pretending to care about what the community cares about. He was just trying to sort of undermine this small protest here by saying that that it's on the wrong day because he can't be here, and all these kind of things where he's not demonstrating to us that he actually cares about the real issue, which is that the market is of central importance to people in this community, and we've been fighting for it for years now, and we'd really want the Labor government to come through and publicly acquire the market for the benefit of everybody. The benefit of everybody.
So your boss said to go, come out and finish early.
Absolutely. She supports everything that we do in regards to the market. Her daughter actually works at the market, so she has a fondness to it as well and has helped us a lot on the campaign. Yeah.
Yeah. What did he put up?
Nathan's post on Facebook accusing this group of being aggressive. I'm very, very insulted by anyone calling a group aggressive, especially a group that actually just wants the market for our community. It's just something I've never, ever thought we were going to experience. We would think everyone would back saving the market. It's what makes Darabin. I can't imagine life without this market. I just can't imagine.
So it was actually supposed to be handed down before the end of the election.
Yeah, true to state government bureaucracies, the decision on the development of Preston Market was supposed to happen before the state election, but the Victorian Planning Authority held back on that decision. Since Andrews was re-elected for a third term, there's been another change to the planning portfolio. Sonia Kilkenny is the new planning minister. She'll have the final say on the decision, but once again hasn't made one. And that's why we're out here today, to apply maximum pressure on the Labor Party, who are yet to make a decision. That's why the Labor Party, in one of the safest states in this state, suffered a mammoth swing against them because they're on the wrong side of history when it comes to the issue of the Preston Market. And people can see it for what it is.